My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. I had lunch with a friend of mine yesterday that I've known a couple of decades. And this guy is a guy who I've done business with. We've done a lot of deals together. And he went through a hard time in his business a couple of years ago. So he came to my bootcamp experience. He went through my program. He was just giving me some feedback about how much everything has changed, how he's on fire in his business, how he's on fire with his marriage, how he's on fire with his purpose. And everything changed when he started getting his shit together. But he asked me a question, Raul, how do you do it? How do you stay at that peak state? How do you continue to go? Because I listen to you, I follow you, and you fucking never stop. How do you do it? So I told him, I said, I have no choice. Now he looked at me and says, well, I feel bad, man, because you kind of put yourself in this cage that people depend on you, and you have to be the guy, and you have to lead the guy, and people expecting of you so much that you have no other choice but to show up. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm not doing this shit for the people. I have no choice for myself. Like, if I don't do this shit that I do, if I'm not taking care of myself, if I'm not growing, I will go back to the dark fucking place where I was almost a decade ago. Do you understand? Every single day I wake up with fear and anxiety, and I have a choice to make. I either feed that fear and anxiety and I go back to the dark fucking place, or I level the fuck up and make the choice to reset my mind and do the work. Because the shit that I teach, I've been doing this for almost a decade. So I'm not doing this shit to impress other people. I'm not doing this shit because people depend on me or on people to like me. I'm doing this shit for me. I'm making sure that I feed myself, because if I don't feed myself, if I don't get strong mentally, physically, emotionally, I'm no good for my family, for the people around me. So brother, my intention for you to realize that if you're doing shit for other people, you're already lost. You gotta continue to level up for yourself. You have to invest in yourself, because you were born to fucking lead. Because at the beginning, it may look like it's a lot of work. At the beginning, it may look like, you know, every single day is a grind, but then you become the work. This is who you are. I told him, I have no choice, because this is who I am. I have the choice to either feed the mentality of negativity, of fear, anxiety, or the choice to level up and fucking grow. And for me, every single day, the choice is obvious. I will never go back to that place, because I constantly work on myself and grow. And every single day, when I remember that dark place that I was, every single day that I hear men going through shit, it inspires me. And it gives me the opportunity to choose to fucking grow. So if you listen to this, you have a choice. Every single day, if you're breathing, if you're alive, God and the universe are giving you a choice. What you do with that choice is up to you. Are you going to feed that fear and anxiety and going to go back to the fucking dark place, or feed or continue to be in that dark place? Or you choose to find the light and work on yourself every single day by getting 1% stronger, 1% better, 1% closer to your ultimate vision, because progress is the key to expansion. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're a businessman and you're ready to lead, go to findmynextlevel.com so you can sign up for the Next Level Leadership Summit, an experience that's going to help you lead with power. Go to findmynextlevel.com. That's findmynextlevel.com. I'll see you there.